The first reading today, St. Paul says that we have become fools for Christ. How many of us would actually be willing to do that, becomes the question. Are we willing to be thought to be a bunch of idiots? Because that's what the world thinks of us. They think that we're absolutely stupid because we believe that a piece of bread becomes the Son of God. They can't handle this concept. They can't believe that we would actually be so stupid as to go before a priest and confess our sins, because they don't have a concept of what forgiveness means. They've got this weird idea that confession is because priests want to know all the dirt of your life. I can tell you there are a lot of more exciting things I could think of than that. But they don't understand in the least. And so they think that we're fools. Now, we can handle that when we're sitting in our living room and somebody on TV might be making fun of us. But the real question comes down to what happens when it's somebody standing right in front of you, when it's a whole group of people, when you're the only one who holds to the truth. After all, again, just look at what's going on in our society when we refuse to recognize the humanity of a baby. In California now, they're even trying to pass a law not only to kill babies right up to the day that they're born, but to give the mom another 30 days after the baby's born to decide if she wants the baby or not. And it's okay then to commit infanticide after the baby's born. They've been pushing this for years, the so-called ethicists over in the Netherlands, where they allow all the assisted suicide and everything. They came out years ago and said, hey, if a woman can decide whether or not this baby inside of her womb is human, why can't she decide if the baby outside of her womb is human? After all, if you're God, I guess you can make any decision you want. And if you say that, no, I am pro-life, and this is what it means, you're thought to be a total idiot. Are you willing to stand for that? Are you willing to be counted for that? Are you willing to stand up and say that males are not females and females are not males? And on top of that, the other, depending on who gives you the count, 53 or 71 or whatever other groups that want to call themselves, whatever they want to call themselves, they're either male or female. God created us male and female. Now you're thought to be a fool if you uphold the truth. But that's been a problem for a long time. Truth is not a popular concept. And so the question is, are we willing to stand for that? That is, to stand for the truth, even if we are ridiculed, even if we're rejected. There are lots and lots and lots of things because they've been pushing their agenda pretty hard, and it's getting worse. And the further it goes, The more extreme they go, the more extreme they're trying to tell us we are. The truth hasn't changed. And the truth is right in the middle where it belongs. It's just they're pushing everything out so far and claiming that they're in the middle. They are the norm. You are the problem. Because you are this right-wing crazy who's falling off the edge over on the right. It's like, wait a minute, who's fallen off the edge? The truth, again, hasn't moved, because God is truth. And so our Lord told us in the gospel, where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Is your treasure God? Or is your treasure other people and their opinion of you and wanting to fit in and wanting to be liked, wanting to be thought well of? That's a human problem. The fact of the matter is, as things are going, more and more, if you're going to live your faith, you're not going to fit in. You're not going to be liked. You're not going to be thought well of. In fact, if you live your faith, you have a grand opportunity to be thought to be a fool for Christ. St. Paul rejoiced in that. What's our response? That's a question we all have to look at. Am I really willing to be thought to be a fool for Christ? Not only am I willing to be thought that way, am I willing to rejoice in it? Because again, look at what they are considering to be normal today. If that's normal, I don't want to be normal, but regardless of that, what a blessing to be thought to be a fool because you uphold the truth. What a blessing to be thought a fool because you practice charity. What a blessing to be thought a fool because you believe in God and in His only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.